Very warm greetings to all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家热忱的问安。
Please turn our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30.
我们把圣经翻到以弗所书四章三十节。
Now, thus far, the Apostle Paul has been writing about how the Christian ought to change after salvation.
到目前为止呢，使徒保罗一直在谈到一个基督徒在得救之后该做些怎么样的一个变化。
Dealing with things that are very common in our lives before salvation.
谈到就是在我们得救之前的生活常常遇见的事情。
Lying,
撒谎
,stealing,
偷窃
,selfishness,
自私
,anger,
愤怒
,corrupt communication means speech that does not strengthen or edify others.
败坏的言语就是不能够造就其他人的言语。
This is so common.
这是我们常见的事。
And he says after salvation, this must change.
他说在得救之后呢，这必须要改变。
Then at this point, he interjects with another thing.
那在这一段经文里头呢，他突然间给了另外一件事。
Look at verse 30.
你看第三十节。
Now he talks about something that is related to the Holy Spirit.
现在是谈到关于圣灵的事。
He says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God.
他说不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Now before salvation,
在得救之前呢，
we do not have the Holy Spirit.
我们没有圣灵。
After salvation,
得救之后，
the believer has the Holy Spirit.
信徒就有了圣灵。
And that must be a new change that the believer must be aware of.
这也是信徒们必须要意识到的改变，
Now,
新的改变。
We must understand the doctrine of the Holy Spirit a bit today.
那今天呢，我们必须要对圣灵的教义有多一点的认识。
We can cover it in detail，
不能够很详细的来谈。
Please come for BBK，
请你来参加慕道班。
Another Bible studies， we cover those in great detail。
那另外一个查经班，我们更详细的在那里会解释。
We have loaded on our website a series on the Holy Spirit。
我们在教会的网页上也上载了一些关于一系列关于圣灵的教导。
Now sometimes when the believer hear, oh, someone's going to preach on the Holy Spirit, ah, are we charismatic?
那呀，有些人有些信徒就会认为啊，我们现在要谈圣灵了，那我们是不是成为灵恩派的教会呢
？And the believers tend to want to avoid talking about the Holy Spirit.
信徒们常常避免谈起圣灵的事。
Now the wrong understanding in the charismatic movement does not mean that.There is no right doctrine about the Holy Spirit.
虽然在灵恩派教会里头有对圣灵错的理解，但并不代表对圣灵没有正确的教导。
The Bible talks about him.
因为圣经谈到圣灵。
Informs us about him.
也告诉我们关于圣灵的事。
So we must understand.
因此我们必须要明白。
In fact, here, after salvation, the believer must have an understanding of how we live with the Holy Spirit.
那在得救之后呢，信徒们必须 要理解我们怎么样能够靠着圣灵而生活。
Who is the Holy Spirit?
到底谁是圣灵？
The Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵就是神。
That is something that the Christian must have very clear in our mind.
就是基督徒在心里里面，在脑海里面必须要清楚认识。
He is God in the Trinity.
他是三一真神里面的神。
Now you say, well, God the Father is God, God the Son is God, God the Holy Spirit is God. I don't understand how come there are three gods.
啊，你说圣父是神，圣子是神，圣灵也是神。你说我不明白啊，为什么有三位神呢？
But the Bible says these three are one.
但圣经说这三是唯一的。
Can we fully understand that?
我们能不能够完全理解呢？
Can we fully explain that?
能够完全的解释吗？
We can describe it.
我们能够描述。
The Bible tells us in various places in the Bible.
圣经在各处都告诉我们关于圣灵的事。
That God the Father is God, God the Son is God, and God the Holy Spirit is God.
圣父是神，圣子也是神，圣灵也是神。
I say again, we can describe it.
那我说过，我们能够讲述，能够把它描述出来。
As God revealed it,
就好像神怎么样启示给我们。
But can we understand and explain how come it's one?
我们能不能够去明白去解释为什么这三位是一位神呢
？We need only to accept the truth of God.
我们只要单单的接受神的真理就够了。
We are finite,
因为我们是有限的
creatures.
我们是有限的受造物。
Some things we accept as God has revealed. He is the infinite, all-wise God.
我们的神是无限，他的智慧是无限的，所以呢，有的事情呢，我们就这样子的接受神所启示给我们的真理。
He is truth，
因为他是真理。
So if men try to explain any further, we will get in trouble。
如果人尝试更多的去解释的话呢，我们会解释到错误的东西。
You come with strange doctrines。
那会有奇奇怪怪的教导。
So the Trinity is in the Bible。
那三一真神的教导是在圣经里头。
The Word is not there。
这一个词不在里面。
But the teaching, the concept is clear。
当然，这个概念、这个教导在里面很清楚。
It's just like is the word rapture in the Bible？
那就好像在圣经里头有没有提到被提这两个字呢
？But we use it to describe that one day the believers will be caught up with Christ。
那我们用来形容就是有一天信徒会被提到天上去。
So we must never ever think of the Holy Spirit as simply a force。
那我们千万不要把圣灵看成是一股力量或者是一个概念罢了。
But he is a real person in the Trinity。
他是这三一真神里面其中的一个位格。
He is God。
他是一位神。
Now when do we have the Holy Spirit？
我们几时才有圣灵呢
？The Bible describes the baptism with the Holy Spirit。
圣经里头形容到借着圣灵的施洗。
When the point of time you cry to God, God, I realize I'm a sinner. I want to repent of my sins. Save me. Forgive me of my sins。
所以在你一段时间里头，你意识到你自己的罪，你想要认罪悔改的时候
，The Bible tells us that at that point of time, God gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit。
圣经告诉我们，我们在那一个时刻呢，神就赐给我们圣灵的恩赐。
At that point of salvation，
就是在得救的那一刻。
At from that point on, the Bible says the Spirit dwells with us, dwells in us。
在那一刻之后呢，圣经告诉我们，圣灵就内住在我们心里。
God says。Anyone who do not have the Holy Spirit is not his child。
神说，任何一个人如果没有圣灵的话呢，他就不是他的儿女了。
That's why you look at this verse。
这是你看这一节经文。
A true believer is sealed unto the day of the redemption with what? By the Holy Spirit。Whereby we are sealed with the Holy Spirit。
一个真正的信徒呢，是受了圣灵的印记，等到得赎的日子来到。
What is this seal?
这印记是什么？
Now a seal is like you receive in those days a letter, and then there is wax and there is a print that makes a seal.
所以这印记指的就是在当时候他们寄封书信的时候呢，那上面会涂上一些的蜡，然后就会把这个盖印印记盖在上面。
This seal is a proof of evidence of authenticity.
这个印记指的就是它的真实性的凭据。
It guarantees something.
它确保某些事情。
The king puts his seal on it.
这个君王也用印记来做一个凭证。
It is a proof that it is indeed from him. This letter belongs to him. It's from him.
让我们知道这封书信的确是从这位君王而来的。
It is true.
这是真实的信。
Guaranteed that it is true.
是确保确定这封信的确是从君王而来。
Now the sealing with the Holy Ghost。
那我们就谈到圣灵的印记。
Is the proof of our salvation。
是我们得救的凭据。
Is the guarantee of the believer's salvation。
是我们信徒得救的确据。
So at the point of salvation we receive the indwelling of the Holy Ghost。
所以在得救的那一刻呢，我们就领受了圣灵的内住。
Now after that，
在这之后呢？
As we live our life,
我们过生活。
The Bible describes we can be filled with the Holy Ghost.
圣灵形容，圣经告诉我们，我们信徒能够被圣灵充满。
That is something that happens, that can happen many times in the believer's life.
那圣灵的充满能够在信徒的生活发生好多次。
Unlike indwelling, it happens at a point of time and is permanent.
不像内住是在得救的那一刻一次性罢了，然后之后他就永远的与我们同在。
But the filling of the Spirit describes the strengthening of the believer for certain task.
但圣灵的充满指的是圣灵来赐给信徒们能力来做些事情。
Special enabling, special help.
特别的帮助，特别的力量。
When needed at that point.
在那一个时刻有需要的时候，圣灵赐的力量。
So the Bible describes all this about the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵圣经用这各方面来描述圣灵。
Do you really have the Holy Spirit?
你有没有圣灵呢？
Have you genuinely told God, God, I keep going to church?
你有没有真正来到神面前告诉神说我常常来教会？
I grew up in church.
在教会里面长大。
I hear about Jesus.
我听过耶稣的事。
But have you truly told God, I am a sinner, I know from your word?
你没有真正的告诉神说我从你的话语认识到我是个罪人。
And I understand that there's no way to heaven except through Jesus Christ.
我也意识到没有任何的道路能够上天堂除了借着耶稣。
Have you truly come to God to acknowledge and confess your sin and need for salvation?
你没有曾经有没有真正的来到神的面前认罪悔改求他来拯救你。
And ask him to be your God and your Savior.
在叫他成为你的神你的救主。
To help you to live a life that pleases him thereafter.
让他在你的救之后能够使你过一个平安的生活。
Now I'm not asking, have you been coming to church?
那我不是问大家有没有常常来教会。
Have you been reading the Bible?
或者是有没有常常读圣经。
Have you been praying?
有没有常常祷告。
I'm asking, have you ever done that coming to God, seeking forgiveness and salvation?
我问的就是你有没有曾经来到神的面前求他来赦免你的罪，求他来拯救你。
I'm not saying all the other things are not important, but they are only important if you are saved.
我不是说其他的事不重要，但只有在得救之后那才重要。
Do you have the Holy Spirit?
你到底有没有圣灵？
Now for the believers,
对信徒来说呢？
You know now he is God. Now it must be clear, it must sink in.
那你必须要认识到圣灵是神。
And it must sink in that he is dwelling with you all the time.Thereafter,
你必须要知道，在得救之后，圣灵是常常永久的住在你心里面。
He's a real person in the Godhead,
他是
in the Godhood.
在三一真神里头真实的一个位格。
He is as real as the person sitting next to you.
他就像你旁边坐的那一位，同样有一个位格。
In fact, he's more real than that.
啊，他比这个人还更加真实。
In a sense that because he is God,
为什么呢？因为他是真神。他是神。
He knows exactly what is in your heart and mind at this point of time.
在这个时刻他知道你心里面所想的是什么。
When you are alone in your room,
当你单独的在房间里,
He is there with you.
他也在那里与你同在。
When you are in a big crowd of people,
当你在人群中,
You're thinking of something that even your dearest and nearest have no idea.
你可能在想一些甚至你周旁你亲近的人也不知道的事情。
He is very real and very present in your life.
他在你生活里头呢是非常真实，是与你存在的。
And he knows exactly what you're going through, exactly what you're thinking, exactly what you're planning.
他也知道你心里面所想的，你所计划的每一件事。
So this is God dwelling with you.
这是神与你同在的意思。
Dwelling in you.
在内住在你心里的意思。
Now, what is the role of the Holy Spirit before we talk about grieving Him?
那我们在谈当使圣灵担忧之前，我们必须要认识圣灵的工作有什么。
Paul says, "Don't grieve this Holy Spirit."
保罗说，不要使圣灵担忧。
That is now with you.
现在圣灵与你同在。
What is the role of the Spirit of God?
到底圣灵的工作是什么？
Now, the Bible tells us reveals many roles.
那圣经告诉我们圣灵各方面的工作。
Now one is the Holy Spirit will convict men of sin.
那其中一样工作呢，就是圣灵会使人知罪。
God says that the Holy Spirit will reveal sin in man's heart.
神告诉我们，圣灵会使一个人知道心里面所犯的什么罪。
To cause man to know that no one may know, but this is sin. I've committed sin.
让人知道，虽然其他人不知道这是罪，但那人会知道这是罪。
To feel the conviction,
让他们能够知道自己犯罪。
The Bible also tells us about the Holy Spirit being the comforter, the teacher.
那圣经也告诉我们，圣灵是做我们的保惠师，做我们的导师。
Now, in fact, please turn to John chapter 14.
那现在翻圣经到约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Now here Christ reveals the work of the Spirit in the believer's life.
现在耶稣在这里就告诉我们圣灵在信徒们的生活里头的工作是什么。
Now look at chapter 14 verse 26.
约翰福音14章26节。
Besides convicting men of sin,
除了使人知罪以外呢？
Now he says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've said unto you.
26节，但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
Now here, Christ is not saying that they did not have the Holy Spirit before that.
那在这里呢，基督不是说他们之前没有领受圣灵。
Because you look at verse 17.
因为你看第十七节。
To the same persons that Christ was speaking to.
所以基督在跟同一群人说所说的话。
He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you.
实际上说到就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，他们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
The believers, he spoke of the indwelling of the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit.
他耶稣所谈的乃是圣灵的内住，就是说你们已经有了圣灵。
I will leave you physically. He was going to the cross.
我实际上要离开你们，因为我要上十字架了。
He shall be in you means, but the Holy Ghost that dwell with you, that dwell in you, unlike me who will leave you physically, he will not. He will always continue to be with you.
所以这里说我虽然要离开，但住在你们的圣灵呢是不会离开，他会常与你们同在。
And when he say I send,
但他说
26
节他说我差派圣灵。
He's not saying you did not have. He already said you have.
他不是说你没有圣灵，你们早已经有了圣灵。
But God will give the Holy Spirit more focus, more key roles now in certain areas in your life.
那他的意思就是在神要圣灵在你的生活里头的某些方面要给他特别的工作。
You'll be your comforter.
他会成为你的保惠师。
I will leave you physically.
我会离开你。
They were very worried. They were very sad.
这些门徒非常的担忧，非常担心。
But it says the Holy Spirit, he does, his role is to continue with you.
但圣灵他说圣灵的工作就是要与你同在。
He shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance.
他会将一切的事指教你们，让你们想起我所说过的一切话。
Now Christ just told them, I'm going to the cross soon.
那基督刚刚告诉他们，我要即将上到十字架了。
But know this, I know you're very sad, you don't want me to go.
但要知道一件事，既然你伤心，但我也知道你不要我离开。
They have been taught by Christ verbally, physically. They see him, they hear him.
所以他们也曾经受过耶稣的教导，他们的确亲耳听见耶稣的教导。
And they kept wondering, but if Christ, you go to the cross and you die, then who is going to teach us?
他们在想，如果基督你上了十字架，你死了之后呢？但谁还会来教导我们呢？
He says, "Don't worry. The Holy Spirit, which already dwells in you as true believers, he won't leave you. He will continue to teach you. Don't worry about me physically not being with you."
所以他说，不要担心圣灵。住在里面的圣灵会常与你们同在，他会继续的教导你们，不要担心我离不离开。
Yes, I'm going away physically, but he will take over this teaching.
那是的，我肉体上的确要离开你们，但教导的工作呢，圣灵会继续的教导。
Whatever I teach you, whatever I've said, he will bring to your remembrance.
我所教导过的一切呢，圣灵会来提醒你，使你们纪念。
I will send him especially to do that.
我会差派圣灵。特别的来做这一份事。
The Old Testament believers also had the Holy Spirit.
在旧约的信徒，他们也有圣灵。
It is not just New Testament believers.
所以不只是新约的信徒罢了。
Now, so here, another role is the teaching role.
那另外一个工作呢，就是做教导的工作。
The comforting role.
还有安慰的工作。
And the Bible also tells us in Romans 8 that he will help you to pray.
在罗马书的八章，圣经也告诉我们，圣灵会帮助我们祷告。
And walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. He has a sanctifying role in the believer's life.
也帮助我们怎么样靠圣灵行事。换句话，圣灵会使我们的生活成圣。
Now these are just some of the roles.
这是圣灵的某一些的工作。
Why must I talk about his roles?
为什么我要提到圣灵的工作呢？
Because when we understand his role.
因为唯有当我们明白圣灵的工作之后
Then we know are we grieving him
那我们才能够知道到底我们有没有使圣灵担忧
What is grief
什么是担忧
Here Paul says hey, believers
这里保罗说信徒们
After salvation you have the Holy Spirit
在得救之后你们有了圣灵
Now please don't grieve him
请你不要使他担忧
Now this grief is to cause sadness
这担忧是使一个人伤心
to cause insult and unhappiness
或者是侮辱一个人使他不高兴
to cause grief is to cause someone to feel this trouble in the heart
或者是使另外一个人担忧担心
Now the Holy Spirit is God
那圣灵是神
He has feelings
他有感觉
Just likeIf I just decide that I want to hit his head in front of everyone,
如果决定要在众人面前来敲他的头
I would think he has feelings. I can't embarrass him like that, right?
我会想他有感觉，我不能够这样子。
He has feelings. I can't just do whatever I want to him.
他有感受，不能够做我想做的任何事情在他身上。
I can insult him.
我可以侮辱人，他
anger him，
或者是生气
，cause pain，
或者是使他疼痛
，cause displeasure.
让他不高兴不开心
It's just like parents I think parents understand this word grief very well
我相信做父母的应该明白担忧是什么意思
The way your children behave towards you
你的儿女怎么样对待你
They grieve your heart
使你心里面担忧
You hope the best for them
你给他们最好的
You try to counsel them
尝试帮助他们
You try to tell them what is right what is wrong and to help them avoid trouble
来告诉他们什么是对，什么是错，帮助他们避免一些错误。
But they ignore you.
当他们忽略你。
And you look at their lives and you feel so grieved.
你看，但是当你看见他们的生活，你心里面非常担忧。
Or they're insulting.
他们甚至侮辱你。
Disrespectful.
不尊重你。
You feel the grief.
你心里面担忧。
So please understand this, my friends, my hearers.
所以，会众们，请你们能够明白这件事。
God's word tells us this Holy Spirit, this God that lives with us every moment.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵就是那一位神，常与我们同住同在的那一位神。
We can grieve Him.
我们会使他担忧。
Now, in fact, again in this Greek phrasing.
那在希腊文的这个词句里面呢
，grieve not is described in a way means you have been grieving and you need to stop it.
这不要叫圣灵担忧。的写法呢，就是说你已经使他担忧了，请你停止，不要再使他担忧。
You have been grieving him after salvation.
在得救之后，你还常常的使他担忧。
You need to be aware of that.
你必须要意识到这一件。
Maybe the believers were just thinking after salvation, well, we just keep doing what we want, living our old lives.
可能这些信徒们认为，在得救之后呢，他们继续做他们喜欢做的事情，过一个旧式的生活。
They, like many, perhaps many of us, don't realize that there is this new.Change in the believer's life.
可能很多人不知道自己生活里头要做出的改变是什么。
That God is with you.
现在看见了神与你同在。
God dwells in you.
神住在你心里面。
Wherever you are.
无论你在哪里。
Whatever you're doing.
无论你在做什么。
He knows.
他知道。
He sees.
他也看见。
Are you fully aware of that?
你是否真正的明白意识到呢？
When you leaveYour seat today.
所以今天你离开你的座位的时候
，When you walk out，
你离开教会
，Are you aware that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you, with you, closely, intimately with you？
你会不会意识到圣灵的确是在你心里面住着，与你亲近
？Now, why does a believer? How can a believer end up grieving the Holy Spirit？
那信徒怎么样才会使圣灵担忧
？When we keep sinning。
就是当我们一直的犯罪
When God reveals what is sin in our lives
当神让我们知道我们生活里头哪一处是犯罪的
Remember, His role is teacher
要知道他的工作其中一个工作是做教导的
He intends to teach you
他想要教导你
His role is to convict men of sin
他的工作也是要使人知罪
His role after salvation in your lifeIs to make sure you know what is sin and you feel convicted. I should stop.
在你得救之后的工作就是要让你知道什么事情是罪的，然后帮助你停止犯罪。
That's why Paul dealt with it. You used to be lying, you used to be selfish, you used to steal, you used to be abusive in your speech to others, unclean in your speech.
那这也是为什么保罗说你之前常是常常发怒，常常撒谎，常常偷窃，常常在言语上得罪人。
Now I tell you, God says those are sin.
现在呢，我要告诉你，神说这一切都是罪。
Then the last few weeks you've been hearing it.
在过去的几周你也听过了这一切。
You begin to realize these are sin.
你开始意识到这些是罪行。
You begin to get convicted. Yes, I've been like this and like that still.
所以你就开始知罪了。你说你之前常常都是这样子的一个人。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的工作了。
He reveals.
他启示给你。
But when you say, I don't care.
当你说我不管。
Or you say,Well, I continue in it, but no one knows.
或者是你说我持续要这么做，没有人会知道。
When he shows,
当圣经告诉你的时候。
When you learn something new that you never realized those were sin.
当你学习到新的东西，认识到你没有意识到这一切还都是罪恶。
You ignore his teaching.
或者是你不管圣经的教导。
You grieve him.
这样子的话，你就使他担忧了，使圣灵担忧。
It's just like the parent, your parent keep telling you.
就好像你的父母亲一直的告诉你
you know,
你知道是错的
but you don't care.
但你不理会
When your parents find out, they'll be very grieved.
当父母亲发现的时候呢，他们会非常担忧的
But the Holy Spirit don't need to find out, he always knows.
但圣灵不需要去发现，因为他是常常知道你做的事情
How else? Why else do we grieve him?
我们在还有哪些事情上我们会使他担忧呢？
Familiarity breeds contempt, people say.
那人常说，如果你越亲密的话呢，你就会越加的藐视那一个人。
Isn't it true?
但不是真实的吗
？When we studied about speech,
我们
corrupt communication,
谈到这败坏的言语。
When you first get married,
当你刚刚结婚的时候
，you're so careful in how you talk to your spouse.
你在跟你的伴侣谈话的时候非常的小心。
But after some time,
但过了一段时间之后
become familiar,
你开始比较熟悉的
then you become less careful,
那你的言语就不那么样的
you become more impatient,
没有这么多耐心了
you begin to take the other person for granted,
你开始把另外一个人当作理所当然
begin to ignore,
开始忽略他们
begin not to care how the other person feel,
我们也不理会他另外一个人是怎么样的感受
well maybe you say, yeah, I always knew the Holy Spirit deals with me and he's always close to me,
可你说我常常知道圣灵常与我同在住在我里面
But over time that idea is so familiar to you
但是过了一段时间这种的认识对你来说非常熟悉的
Or maybe you won't keep feeling like Yeah, I ignore his warnings I ignore his teachings But I still get away with it
那你可能会说、你不会说、我常常、忽视他给我的指教你没有这个感受了
And slowly you take your spouse for granted
慢慢的你就会把你的另一半当作理所当然。
You don't care if you do something and it grieves the other person.
你做一些事情使另外一个人担忧你也不在乎的。
Or children take parents for granted after some time.
或者是做儿女的把父母亲当作理所当然的过一段
时间。Just like friends also, right?
朋友之间也是一样的。
When you first make a good friend.
当然刚刚你有了新的朋友。
You're very careful.
你非常小心。
How you speak to the person.
怎么样跟他交谈
You're concerned about how the person feels.
你会在乎这个人会怎么样想
You're careful how you deal with the other person.
你也会小心怎么样跟他们相处
You're always conscious of the person's presence.
会意识到这个人的存在
You take care not to hurt the other person.
你会小心不要伤到另外一个人
Not to upset, not to insult, not to anger.
不要使他伤心不要、侮辱他等等
But After sometimes familiarity breeds contempt.
但久而久之越熟悉你就开始藐视了
I think that is a big problem with many of us
我相信这是我们许多人的问题
When we first got saved
我们刚得救
We are very sensitive
我们非常的敏感
Very careful
非常谨慎
The littlest sin troubles us
一些小小的罪我们就开始担忧了
Because we know this upsets God
因为我们知道这会使神不高
兴 God knows
神知道
We willWatch every small thing and we want to not sin in any way.
我们会 坚持每所做的每一件事情，让确保每一件事情上我们不犯罪。
Whatever is in our heart and thought, we are also very careful and conscious.
我们在心里面所想的，嘴巴上所说的，我们都非常的小心。
But after some time,
但过了一段时间
，we take the presence of God lightly.
我们把神的同在当作理所当然
，carelessly,
非常轻率的来看待。
Now, Paul is saying, I just told you about many sins that is so common and that you still continue in your life after salvation. You need to stop this.
保罗说，我刚提起一些你们常见的这些罪行，这些坏习惯。
Constantly in the verses before this, he used the Greek term stop in a way means you have been doing it after salvation, stop it.
所以当保罗谈起这些罪行的时候呢，他使用了希腊文的一种写法，就是说你已经这么做了，你现在请你停下来，不做。
Because these griefs,
因为这
the Holy Spirit,
这会使圣灵担忧。
You must know that,
你必须要知道。
And not only that,
不只是这样。
You must know that this Holy Spirit is very real,
你要知道这圣灵是非常真实的。
You must not fail to understand that clearly in your mind.
你在你的脑海里面必须要明白这件事。
It's a failure of understanding.
那这常常是因为我们不了解而失败。
Well, at least failure of understanding is of this reality of God constantly with us. I think it's in a sense, the way sin is better than you know and you ignore.
所以我们不明白这个事实。比起我们明白之后不去做，那第二个更糟糕。
Second is greater sin.
第二个的罪恶是更大的。
So when we ignore His convicting work,
所以当我们不理会圣灵使我们知罪的工作，这是他的工作。
And we continue,
我们继续在罪中活。
Refuse to do what He has made clear.
我们也拒绝。圣灵告诉清楚告诉我们要做的事情
，we grieve him，
那我们就会使他担忧。
Now refusing to study the word of God grieves the Holy Spirit。
那我们不查考神的话语，也会使圣灵担忧。
Because he's our teacher，
因为他是我们的导师。
A Christian who constantly refuses to open the Bible and to know what God wants us to know。
若一个信徒常常不要打开圣经来认识到底神要告诉我们什么事。
Grieve the Holy Spirit.
你这样子的话，你是在使圣灵担忧。
The Holy Spirit doesn't talk to you in audible voice anymore because we have the Word of God.
那圣灵不再用你耳朵听得见的声音来告诉你，因为已经有了圣经了。
This is how we shut him up.
那这是我们怎么样把不听圣灵的话。
Like children.
就好像儿女。
When mommy and daddy telling you something, trying to correct you, advising you.
当做父母亲的尝试要告诉你一些事情，来纠正你，来帮助你。
And you don't want to hear.
然后你说你不要听。
Or you leave the room.
或者是你就离开这个那个房间。
Parents feel very grieved.
做父母的心里面非常担忧。
I'm trying to help you.
我尝试帮助你。
I'm trying to stop you from getting in trouble.
尝试停止你。免得你犯错。
So a Christian who doesn't want to read God's word is just telling Holy Spirit, "Shut up! I don't want to hear anything from you."
所以，如果一个信徒不要读圣经的话呢，你就是好像告诉圣灵说：“我不要你说话。”
His role is to teach, to show, and then to bring to remembrance.
他的工作就是要指教，使你纪念起耶稣所说过的话。
Whatever you've learned, you remember. The Holy Spirit said, "Hey, remember."
所以你之前所说过的。所学习过的这些教导呢，圣灵说你要记得
，Don't lie，
不要撒谎
，Even white lies，
你知道，甚至善意的谎言
，Don't steal，
不要偷窃
，Stealing time from your company，
或者是从你的公司里面偷窃你公司的时间
，Don't use vulgar languages，
不要用粗口
，Don't be abusive to others in your speech，
在你言语上不要欺负其他的人
，Don't spend a Lord's day in idle speech。
不要在主日的时候说一些私下的话语。
You remember，
你都记得。
The Holy Spirit bring to remembrance，
因为圣灵使你纪念，记得，他会。
And then you just brush it off your mind。
然后呢，你就这样子的把它完全的忘光。
That grieves the Holy Spirit。
这样子的话，你实在是使圣灵担忧。
Here Paul keeps saying, "Put on the new man."
这里保罗一直谈到你要穿上新人。
You know the new life that you and I need to live.
你知道你该活的那种新的方式，生活方式。
But you refuse to change.
但你拒绝改变。
You rationalize.
你开始用理性来去解释。
The Holy Spirit knows what you're planning to do.
那圣灵知道你在心里面想做的是什么事。
He sends scriptures. He sends preachers. He sends messages.
他赐给我们圣经。他赐给我们传道人，传给他赐给我们信息来聆听。
And says after salvation, don't do this anymore.
他说在得救之后不要做这些事情。
Don't be like that anymore.
不要像之前那样。
He is real.
他是真实的。
He knows exactly what you need.
他知道你所需要的是什么。
He intends to guide you.
他也要来引导你。
And he begins to use all these passages and sermons to say stop.
他就开始用这些信息正道来告诉你，你要停止那样子的行为。
Put off the old man，
脱去旧人。
He said, "Put on this new way."
现在你要穿上这新的生活方式。
But you rebel，
但你却反抗。
My friends, no one knows.
所以朋友们，没有人会知道。
You can rationalize.
你可以去把它不理会。
In fact, your explanation can be so convincing to others, but you've only convinced others.
你可以用各种各样的理性去解释你的状况，但是你能够说服人。
What is the intention in your heart?
但你心里面的主意是什么？
God knows.
神知道。
That is the convicting work.
那这是圣灵使你知罪的工作。
Do you realize that after salvation, that happens all the time in your life?
你知道在你得救之后呢，这是你在生活里头常常经历的一件事。
God gives you the indwelling of the Spirit
赐给你圣灵的内
住 to do exactly that
就是要他做这样子的工作。
My friends, I hope none of us are harboring something in our heart.
那朋友们，我希望我们在心里面没有藏任何的一些罪。
It could be an unforgiving spirit.
可能是不愿意原谅另外一个人的罪。
It grieves God.
这也是使人
It can be outwardly very nice. Outwardly very nice, but in your heart, you're full of evil and wicked thoughts against another.
你可以在外表上看得很漂亮，但心里面非常败坏。
It could be greediness.
或者是贪心。
He dealt with it.
保罗也提到了。
It could be you're doing something, but no one knows that you're being greedy.
可能你做些事情，但没有人知道你心里面是贪心。
But God knows, and it grieves him.
但神知道，这也会使神担忧。
It could be you're heading towards a decision and God reveals to you and say, don't go down that road.
可能你要做了一些决定，但神告诉你，你不要做这个决定，不要走这条道路。
It could be in a relationship that God has shown you it's not good for you.
或者是你在一种男女之间的关系，神告诉你这个关系是不对的。
It could be a choice that you want to make.
或者是你要做的一些决定。
The Holy Spirit, the teacher, constantly try to pull you back by bringing people to counsel, by bringing his word, by bringing messages.
所以这个圣灵，你的导师，他尝试借着神的话语，借着你周旁的人来告诉你不要走这条道路。
Don't grieve him by ignoring, rebelling, and just shutting him out.
不要借着不理会或者是反抗他，让他不要叫他不要告诉你任何事情，来使他担忧。
Now please know this.
要知道一件事。
The Holy Spirit will be very specific.
圣灵的工作是非常仔细的。
Because he's there to teach individuals.
因为他是要来教导我们每一个人。
He will be very specific and you will know in your heart.
他会非常的详细，你心里面也会清楚的知道。
No one may know and people may think it's normal.
没有人知道可以，或者是其他人认为这是很正常的事。
You know what is the saddest thing?
你知道最糟糕的事是什么吗？
When we grieve the Holy Spirit,
当我们使圣灵担忧的时候
the Christian will lose the joy of salvation.
那信徒们就会失去得救的喜乐。
Yes, you are saved.
是的，你的确得救了。
You will have the Holy Spirit indwelling still.
你还是会有圣灵内住在你心里面。
But you know in your heart with that sin or with that thing that you're doing or going to do,
但你心里面知道你要去做的这件事，或者是你已经在做了这件事
or the refusal to repent,
或者是不愿意悔改的。
If you are a true believer,
如果你真是真正的信徒
you will feel the troubling thoughts in your heart and mind.
那你这心里面会有这种非常不舒服的那种感受。
What I'm saying is this.
那我说的是什么呢？
Your relationship is intact with God.
那你跟神之间的关系是没有受影响。
You are still His son and daughter.
你还是他的儿女。
But your fellowship is in very bad state with God.
但你与神之间的团契是非常糟糕的。
Now it's just like in a family, right? You keep grieving your parents. You're still your parents' child.
就好像在家庭里面，你一直使你的父母亲担忧，当然你还是你父母亲的儿女。
Oh, but the fellowship is very bad state.
但这个团契是非常糟糕。
In your heart, you feel when you go to school, you feel sad.
你去上学的时候，你心里面非常伤心。
Yes, you're still husband and wife, right? You quarrel.
那你还是做丈夫妻子，虽然你吵架了。
But throughout the day at work, your heart is heavy, sad.
但你在工作的一整天，你心里面非常的伤心。
Troubled.
不舒服。
You come back very uncomfortable.
你回到家里面感觉很不舒服。
The fellowship is very strained.
因为这之间的这个团契已经非常僵硬了。
Do you know an example of this in the Bible? Let's turn to Psalm 51.
那你翻到诗篇五十一篇来看看一些例子。诗篇五十一篇
verses 11 to 13,
十一到第十三节。
Psalm 51 verse 11. Now here, David committed adultery, and when he did not repent until he dealt with his sin, he prayed this.
那在这是在大卫犯了奸淫的罪之后呢？他悔改，他这样子做的祷告。
And he says, "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy holy spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." This is what he says.
那十一十二节，大卫说：“不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面；不要从我收回你的圣灵。那请你使我仍得。”救恩之的赐我乐意的灵扶持我。
David knows he's saved.
那大卫知道他是得救的。
But he knows that, like a parent that says, "Why don't you deal with this? If not, go away. Go to your room."
就好像父母亲对孩子说：“为什么你不要解决你这样子的坏行为？你不要听，你就回去，回到自己的房间去了。”
So the presence of God, the fellowship, he knows it is strained, it is broken.And God says, "I don't hear you."
那他知道他跟神之间的团契已经非常僵硬了。他知道神说：“我不要听你说话了。”
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
他说：“求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。”
Now David is not saying that he's going to lose his salvation.
那大卫当然不是说他会失去自己的救恩。
But that feeling of the Spirit, that joy.
但这个圣灵充满所带来的喜乐。
That close fellowship.
那个神与神之间的亲密的团契
，Don't take it away from me。
他说：“不要从我收回去。
”How do we know? Because he said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation."
我们怎么知道呢？因为他说第十二节：“求你使我仍得救恩之。
”He didn't say, "Restore unto me my salvation." He's not saying I lost my salvation.
他不是说使我仍得救恩，他是说仍得救恩之。
But he knows when he grieves the Holy Spirit.
因为他知道，如果他使圣灵担忧
，the fellowship is broken.
这个团契。已经损坏了。
The joy of salvation needs to be restored.
这救恩之乐是我们要得到的。
Not salvation. Salvation is firm.
不是谈到救恩，因为救恩是已经确定了。
And he longed for the time when he says, "Uphold me with thy free spirit."
他还说，请你赐我乐意的灵来扶持我。
Because all this while he knew he did not want to confess his sin to God.
因为他知道在这一段那一段时间，他一直的不要向神认罪。
He was going through a period of.Darkness and sadness and grief in his own heart, but nobody may know.
那他经历了一段在心里面非常担忧、非常黑暗的时间。
Still,
那其他人可能不知道。
Still king, wear his robe, walk around in the country. People look at him and bow down before him.
因为他仍然是一位君王，他可以穿着他的这个黄袍到处去行走，人家看到他也会向他跪拜。
Still living in the palace,
还住在皇宫里。
But all the while, his heart was just full of darkness and sadness, and because he knows his fellowship is broken.
因为这段时间他知道他与神之间的团契已经破坏了，所以他心里面是充满着黑暗。
No one may know you're still going on with your job.
那其他人可能不知道你继续做你的工。
Still coming to church, having fellowship, talking.
来教会继续来团契。
But if you are a true believer, you know that feeling that David had.
但如果你是真信徒的话，你会经历体验大卫所有的这种经历。
But don't continue in that.
但不要持续的在这种状态。
This is a miserable state.
因为那种的经历是非常糟糕的。
You know you need to deal with that sin.
你知道的话，你就要把这个罪除了。
But you ignore it.
但你如果不理会
，you avoid dealing with it.
你不要去处理。
You try to brush it off.
尝试去忘记。
You still want to try to go on with your normal life.
啊，你尝试要过你自己认为正常的生活。
It's a very miserable and fearful state.
那是一个非常糟糕、使人担忧的事情。
David came to a state where he knows the Holy Spirit's joy, closeness has been drawn away from him.
所以大卫来到这种地步，知道圣灵所赐给他的这个喜乐已经被收回去了。
Don't reach that state.
所以你不要来到这种地步。
Where God says, "I'm going to leave you alone."
直到神说，我要把你撇在一旁。
Now I want to be clear. God is not saying that you are not safe. I don't. I disown you as my child.
那我要大家明白一件，清楚明白一件事：神不是说你不再是我的儿女。
Just like a parent who says, "Don't talk to me until you."Apologize.
就好像父母亲说，你不要跟我说话，直到你愿意道歉为止。
Don't talk to me until you get right about the thing I've told you that you have done wrong.
直到你把我告诉你要做的事情做好之后，才来跟我说话。
Now, because when you continue,
因为如果你持续下去
，God says that His Spirit will not always strive with men.
因为神说，我的灵不常与人争斗。
He said that in Genesis 6:3.
在创世纪六章三节提到
He was going to judge the world, and he gave man time to repent.
因为他要来审判世界，并且他也赐给人类时间来悔改。
See, I will send my spirit to continue to convict mankind of sin.
他说我会常常的差派圣灵去使人知罪。
I'll keep giving them chance.
一直给他们机会。
But there will come a point of time my spirit will no longer strive with man, will not keep persuading.Convicting, fighting with you.
直到一个时候呢，我的圣灵会停止，不会再跟人家，不会再跟人争斗，会停止不治他们之罪，会来审判世界。
With a global flood.
所以神用这世界大洪水审判世界。
Yes, you will not lose your salvation.
是的，我们不会失去救恩。
Yes, just like your parents is not going to disown you.
就如你的父母亲不会不要你作为他们
的儿女。But any loving, caring parent.
当一个爱孩子的父母
will give final warning,
会给最后的警告。
And then some things may happen in your life that you cannot retrieve.
那可能你在生活当中会有一些事情发生，甚至到不能够回转的地步。
Yes, you are saved.
你还是得救的。
God sent Nathan the prophet to awaken David.
神差派先知拿单去使大卫能够唤醒他。
David has been going on and on and on for months and months, not wanting to deal with it. There's conviction, but he won't deal.
那大卫虽然心里面知罪了，但他在这几个月的时间不要处理这个罪。
Thankfully, when his sin was pointed out by the prophet,
那感谢神，当先知让他看见自己的罪行的时候
，openly, not that he did not know,
公开的来指责他的时候，不是说大卫自己不知道。
He stopped grieving the Holy Spirit.
那大卫就停止不再使圣灵担忧了。他回应了。
And now he can pray, Lord, restore unto me the joy of your salvation.
所以他才能够祷告说，求你使我认得救恩之乐。
How not to grieve him?
怎么样不使圣灵担忧
？We've learned how we end up grieving him.
我们已经学习了，我们怎么样会使圣灵担忧
？Just like David.
就好像大卫一样
，pray this prayer，
做他所做的祷告
，tell the Lord, I've been in misery long enough。
告诉神说，我在这种糟糕的地步已经够久了，没有人知道。
But you've been dealing with me，
但我知道你一直都在管教我。
I've lost my appetite，
我没有这个胃口。
I'm constantly in fear of what will happen，
我一直担心会发生的事情。
And I've been still trying to push on my normal life。
但我还是尝试要过我自己要过的正常生活。
Run to God in confession.
你该做的就是来到神面前。
Because in Romans 8, God tells us that one of the role of the Holy Spirit.
因为在罗马书第八章， 圣经告诉我们圣灵其中一样工作
is to help us to pray，
是教导我们祷告
is to help us to make intercession to come before God，
是帮助我们怎么样来到神面前代求。
Confess your sin，
你要认罪。
Deal with your sin，
处理掉你的罪。
You have been a Christian for how long？
你做信徒多久了？
As a new Christian you're so sensitive， you say ah yes yes that's my life。
作为一个初信徒，你说啊，你非常敏感，这应该是我要过的生活。
But be warned, you can change.
但要谨慎，因为你也会改变。
Those of us have been Christian for a long time. Have you been ignoring, neglecting, just pushing it aside that the Holy Spirit is with you and knows what you're doing?
但我们这些做老信徒的，我们是不是已经常常使圣灵担忧，不理会圣灵的工作呢？
Would you not today?
啊，今天你是否会不会
plead with him
来？求他
very honestly，
诚实的来求他
cry to him，
来向他向神呼求。
If you've been listening to certain music，
如果你一直的在听某种的音乐，
that you know you shouldn't，
你知道你不该听那种的音乐。
Know that every time you're plugged in， your parents don't know who listening to sermons very good。
你可能放上你的耳机，你父母亲可能不知道，以为你在听到。
You're plugged into your laptop watching certain things，
或者是
no one knows。
你把这个耳机放在你的电脑上，你去观看一些东西，人家不知道的。
Constantly with certain groups that you shouldn't be with，
或者是你常常与某一组的人，你知道你不该与他们同在一起。
Harboring certain thoughts in your heart that you shouldn't，
或者是你心里面一直有一种的想法，是你不该有的想法。
All as long as you remain in that state，
只要你仍然在这种状况里头。
That moment that you still plugged in。
就是你把耳机放进你的耳朵的时候
，that you still want to ignore， you are constantly grieving the Holy Spirit。
你继续的不理会，那你就是在使圣灵担忧。
Would you not come to him？
你难道你不愿意来到他面前
？Like David，
像大卫一样。
Maybe you're not saved，
或者可能你还没有得救。
Maybe you don't understand all this，
可能你不明白这一切。
But there is one greatest misery that will occur if you do not have the Holy Spirit。
但如果你没有圣灵的话，会有更加糟糕的事情会发生。
After you die，
就是你离开你死后
，your soul will be in eternal judgment in hell。
你的灵魂呢，会在地狱永远的在那里受神的惩罚。
There's no turning back then。
在那到那个时候没有悔改的机会。
The chance to believe is now。
要相信的机会是现在。
But for the believer，
但信对信徒来说
，Have you become insensitive？
你是否对圣灵没有那么敏感？
Have you gotten used to that? I seem to keep getting away.
你是不是已经习惯了？你说你常常能够逃避圣灵的感动。
Remember Ananias and Sapphira.
要记得亚拿尼亚及撒菲拉。
They lied to the Holy Ghost.
他向圣灵撒谎。
They did not have a good end.
他们的结局不是很好的。
So my friends.
所以朋友们。
You have been saved.
你已经得救了。
We must have a new life.
你必须要过新的生活。
Included in this new life，
在这新的生活里头呢
，is a constant sensitivity to the Holy Spirit living with you every moment。
就是要常常知道敏感，就是圣灵一直的在你生活里头。
Is that something that from today onwards is going to be a new real consciousness in your walk, my walk？
这是否是在你今天之后一直的会在你的生活里头出现的？
If that is，
如果是的话呢？
I believe our lives will be very different.
我相信我们的生活会完全不一样。
Let us rise to sing the closing hymn.
让我们起立来唱结束的诗歌。
122.